Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review a whole bunch of different things. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So I want you to look for this in your picture. Are you ready? Sk-ate. Sk-ate. Yep, skate. Do you see the skates underneath the slide? Nobody's wearing them. I wonder where the person went. Let's color those skates. Leave the wheels alone, but let's color those skates blue for me. Color the skates blue. Now, skate begins with a beginning blend. It has two consonant letters that come together before the vowel. So the first sound you can hear is S, and the second sound is K, sk, sk. So you put the S and the K together, sk. It's S and K. I know it can be a C too, but in the word skate, it's a C, skate. Now let's color the wheels on those black. And if you don't have your black crayon, you can use, you know it, you can use your pencil. All right, so we've got two blue skates, and it's a beginning blend of sk, sk. Here's something else in our picture with the sk, sk sound. Ready? Sk, ip, sk, ip. Skip. The girl on the sidewalk is skipping. She can skip. Let's color her hair brown. Skip begins with the same beginning blend as skate. They both have sk. So we put those two sounds together, those two letters together, and it's sk, sk. You see her bows? Let's color her bows purple. Let's color her bows purple. Got it? Okay, now let's put on a purple shirt for her plus that purple flower on her shirt. So skip and skate have an S blend. It's an S-K blend. Purple crayon down. I'm going to put some blue pants on her. Go ahead and put some blue pants on her. And then we'll color her shoes. Hang on. This is the part where you got to listen. Got to wait and see what I'm going to say. Okay, put down your blue crayon. Let's give her some black shoes. If you don't have your black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. So skip and skate. What about sky? Sky. Yep, sky. The sky begins with the same SK beginning blend. Do you see anything else in our picture that might have that SK beginning blend? Sk, sk. Yeah, the skateboard. See the guy, the dude on the skateboard? Yo. All right, let's color his skateboard red. I don't know why I said yo. I don't know why I think somebody on a skateboard would say yo. I don't know what I'm doing. Yo, yo, dude. Okay, so he's going to have a red skateboard. Let's do red wheels on that too. And then while we have our red crayon, let's make this easy on ourselves, shall we? Let's give him a red shirt. Go ahead and put a red shirt on him. Okay, so skateboard, sky, skip, skate. These begin with the SK blend. Let's give this skateboarder blue pants also. Be like they're wearing jeans. Give him some blue pants. We'll do his shoes and his hair last. Blue pants. Okay. Can we give him? Yes, we can. Give him some brown shoes And then we'll give him some brown hair since we're holding our brown crayon. Let's give him some brown hair. Okay. Am I going too fast for you? I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down the crayons. Ready? Look for this one. It's not going to be an SK blend anymore. I'm going to give you something different. It's going to be an S blend, but it's going to be different. Ready? Stem. Flowers have stems. Exactly. Flowers have stems. So we're going to color the stems first. We need our green crayon. I'm going to use my yellow green because it kind of has a sharper point. And let's color the stems and the leaves on these flowers. Color the stems and the leaves. Stem, it's an S blend. It begins with the letter S, but it's not followed by a K. It's followed by st, st, t. You know, my husband's name has an ST blend. Did you know that? St, Steve. His name has a beginning blend just like stem. Steve is his name. Stem. Here's another one. St, ah. Stop. Stop right there, I said stop. Stop right there. Okay, take about 3 more seconds for the stems. 3, 2, 1. Now I would love it if you would pick 5 flowers to color pink. Pick 5 flowers to color pink. 1. I'm going to color and count at the same time. Then you can kind of see my pace. 2. That means I move to another flower. 2. 3. 4. 5. Okay, let's color the rest of the flowers orange. 1, 2, 3, I can count and color at the same time. 4, 5. Hey, I have 5 pink flowers and 5 orange flowers. Guess what? I already know what that means. I know what 5 plus 5 is. Do you? Let's count them all and see if I'm right. I think it's 10. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes. I still got it, even though it's summer. Okay, ready? We have 10 flowers. That's going to be our big number. We're going to take our black crayon, or you can take your pencil, and we're going to cross off 3 flowers. Go for it. Cross off 3. Put an X over them. 1, 2, 3. Put down your crayon or your pencil. 10 was our big number. We took away 3. What's 10? Take away 3. How many flowers are left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 10 take away 3 equals 7. Boys and girls, stem started with what beginning blend? St, st, S what? Yep, ST. Let's try a different one. Are you ready? S-l-i-d. S-l-i-d. Yep, slide. Let's give that ladder a red color. Make the ladder red for me. Any kind of red. Make the ladder red. Slide is an S blend, but it begins, it has an S and then what? L. It's S-L. Like slip. Slip and slide. That's perfect for summer if you can go on a slip and slide. I'm going to do the handles at the top of the slide red too. But then let's give... Oh, and I'm going to do these little legs down at the bottom of the slide, holding the slide up, the little legs. I'm going to make those red too. But I'm going to color, and I want you to color too. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Okay, we're going to color the rest of the slide blue. Got it? the slide part, the part that you slide down. Don't slip, slide. What about slap? Does that begin with an SL blend? Yes, it does, slap. Don't slap anyone. Give me a high five, but be gentle. Okay, put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, 1. How about this one? It's not going to be an SL blend. Maybe I shouldn't have told you that. Maybe I could have asked. Tell me what you hear in this word. S-w-a-n. S-w-a-n. Swan. Do you see the beautiful swan? It's so, so pretty. Okay, because most swans sometimes are white. By the way, my parents had some black ones by their house. They live by a lake, and they had some black ones show up. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Let's just do yellow. Let's just make it a yellow swan. The other two are ducks. Let's just do the big, nice, pretty swan with the long neck. I guess they kind of all have long necks, but you know what I mean. It has the more of the pointed beak. Color it yellow. Swan begins with an S. What? What's that second sound? W. Swan has an SW beginning blend. And then go ahead and color that beak orange. It's the pointed beak. Okay. Swan, there's another, something else in our picture that begins the same way as swan. Do you see it? Swing. There's a girl on the swing. Okay, let's color the ropes on the swing brown. It's a tree swing. That looks like fun. I want to go on it. And then I could swing in the tree by the swan. Color the seat of the swing brown too. Swing begins the same way as swan. Swing and swan. And since we have our brown crayon, let's color the tree branch brown too. Since we're holding our brown crayon, color the tree branch brown. I could swing by the swan and then skate on those skates that no one is using today. Will you give the girl that is swinging, give her a purple shirt? Oh, no, don't. We already gave the girl who was skipping a purple shirt. Let's change it. Let's do something different. Let's give her a green shirt. Sorry. Sometimes I want to switch it up. Give her a green shirt. Okay, got it. And then let's give green polka dots to match her shirt. See on her pants, she has green polka dots. Go ahead and color those greens to the best that you can. Mine are a little bit out of the lines because they're itty bitty. And then let's do blue pants around those polka dots, those green polka dots. And we'll do her hair and her shoes last. Okay, let's give her some black shoes. If you don't have your black, you know what to do, right? I don't even have to say it again. And then let's give her some black hair since we're holding our black crayon. Well, some of us are holding our black crayon. It depends on if you have a black crayon, I suppose. Okay, last thing, green bow. To match your shirt, green bow. Okay, boys and girls, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom. Do you see that skunk? What's the beginning blend for skunk? We can choose SK or we can choose SM. What does SK say? Sk. What does SM say? Sm. So which one should we pick for skunk? You got it, SK. Color that box in with your pencil. The whole SK box. Color it in. Okay, scoot over. There's a stool. Stool. We have an SK. We just said what that says. Sk. Or ST. St. Which one do we say for stool? Yep, ST. Color that whole box. Stool begins with the ST beginning blend. Stool. Like stem. Scoot over. Oh my, he is hot. That is a bunch of sweat on his forehead. Sweat. Are we going to choose ST, ST, or SW? Sw. sweat. Yep, SW. Color your box. SW. Color the whole box with your pencil. SW. Shade it in. Like swan and swing. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. I see some swings. It says, will you, boys and girls, I think this is going to be a question sentence because it's already asking something. So I'll read it. You point to the words, but I'm going to use my question voice. Will you go on the swing? There's our blend, SW blend. Let's read it again. You read it with me. Let's use our question voice. Ask me if I'll go with you on the swing. Ready? Will you go on the swing? Yes, anytime. So see the word swing with the letter G at the end? And then that big circle, we're going to put our question mark in there. So put a backwards C, straight line down, and a period. Trace the circle around your question mark. It's an asking sentence, so we have to put a question mark. Will you go on the swing? And then look at the beginning of our sentence where it says will. There's two little lines under the letter W. Trace those for me. I bet you know why I put those there. We have to start every sentence with what? Yes, a capital. This is a lowercase w, so we're going to write the word will on the line with a capital W. Ready? Go right underneath it. Make it a capital W. Touch that top line. I-L-L. Will. Finger space. What's the next word? U-Y-O-U. Finger space. What's the next word? Go. G-O. Finger space. What's the next word? On. Will you go on? Finger space. The. T-H-E. Finger space. Will you go on the what? Swing. S-W-I-N-G. And what do I need at the end of my asking sentence? Yes, I need a question mark. Make a question mark. All right, hop down to the number sentence. We have 10, takeaway 4. Scoot down to the number line. We're going to use the number line to help us solve this. 10, takeaway 4. See the 10 on the number line? Trace the circle around it. That's our big number. We start with 10. And it says takeaway 4, so we're going to hop 4 times. Trace the hops. 1, 2, 3. 4. What number did we land on? 6. Put a box around that 6. 10 takeaway 4 equals 6. Write it on the line next to that number sentence. 10 takeaway 4 equals 6. The difference between 10 and 4 is 6. Scoot over. We have 6 takeaway 3. And then a bunch of roller skates. Let's count those roller skates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's our big number, 6. Take away how many? 3. So cross out 3. 1, 2. We're crossing out 3 roller skates. How many roller skates are left? 1, 2, 3. So write it on the line. The difference between 6 and 3 is 3. Boys and girls, we did it. You rock. I roll, together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.